The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be presenting the latest vision news. Today's vision news is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. First up from the American Foundation for the Blind, their summer newsletter. Welcome to the summer 2023 issue of AFB Focus. A newsletter from the American Foundation for the Blind. In this issue of AFB Focus, we update you on the activities of AFB's CEO, Eric Bridges. Spotlight 7 outstanding individuals who were awarded scholarships by the AFB for the 2023-24 school year. Celebrate the success of our Blind Leaders Development Program. Memorialize an individual who greatly supported the success of AFB and provide the latest on Access World and AFB's research initiatives. Please email communications@afb.org with comments or suggestions. Focal point, AFB new president and CEO connects with leaders and consumers during spring and summer gatherings. The summer season brings opportunity for AFB to engage with the blindness community as consumer advocacy groups hold their annual conventions, and AFB is excited to reconnect now that in-person events are back in full swing. And AFB's new president and CEO, Eric Bridges, is settled into his new role. Read more on Bridges' travels at the Hot Link. Spotlight, Focus on the Future, 2023 AFB Scholarship Awardees recognized for upcoming school year. In this issue of AFB Focus, we want to spotlight 7 outstanding individuals who were awarded scholarships by AFB for the 2023-24 school year. Each of the students who are blind or have low vision clearly demonstrate a world of no limits, and AFB looks forward to their continued work to change the perceptions of people with disabilities as they succeed in their academic and professional endeavors. Learn more about this year's awardees at the Hot Link. On the horizon, AFB Blind Leaders Development Program celebrates success of third cohort and conducts strategic review to further strengthen the program. This past May, AFB celebrated the completion of the third cohort of the AFB Blind Leaders Development Program. The virtual graduation ceremony recognized the 21 fellows and their respective mentors who worked closely with them over the prior 10 months as they walked together through the renowned leadership challenge. Read more on the success and strategies of the Blind Leaders Development Program at the Hot Link. AFB Cornerstone, in remembrance of Bernard Newcomb, N-E-W-C-O-M-B. AFB's success over the past century would not be possible without the support of the many quiet individuals who, faced with their own experiences of barriers to opportunity, turn their success into an opportunity for others with vision loss to thrive. Bernie Newcomb exemplified this spirit of philanthropy and determination to make the world more inclusive for people who are blind or have low vision. Read more on Newcomb's legacy at the Hot Link. Off the AFB newsstand, AFB's Access World broadens focus and reach. With the launch of our spring issue in May of 2023, AFB's Access World publication has been updated with new content, a new look, and a new structure. With the increasing importance of digital accessibility and the unprecedented buy-in from mainstream companies and organizations, we recognized we could be a source for valuable information on digital inclusion by shifting our focus. Find out more about our new vision and changes in Access World at the Hot Link. Off the AFB newsstand, AFB's PPRI releases report on digital inclusion. Barriers to Digital Inclusion Research Report, April 2023. Digital access barriers for Americans who are blind, have low vision, or are deafblind. Authors Ariel M. Silverman, Ph.D., Sarah Elizabeth J. Bagun, B-A-G-U-H-N, Ph.D., B-I-A-B, Amorosino, A-M-O-R-O-S-I-N-O, Bachelor A, Rosalba, R-O-S-A-L-B-A, R. Carranza, C-A-R-R-A-N-Z-A, Ph.D. In April, AFB's Public Policy and Research Institute, PPRI, released a new report, Barriers to Digital Inclusion. The study, led by Dr. Arielle Silverman and Dr. Sarah Elizabeth Bagoon, investigated digital access barriers for people who are blind, have low vision, or are deafblind. The report reveals the consequences of web and mobile app accessibility issues and provides an in-depth look into the prevalence of barriers across industries. There is more at the hot link. Thank you for supporting us. Consider making a gift today to continue the work the American Foundation for the Blind does each day to expand its advocacy, research, and knowledge sharing on issues impacting people who are blind or have low vision. Your tax-deductible gift can truly help create a world of no limits. There is a donation button at the hot link. From ACB.org, the American Council of the Blind's 2023 Audio Description People's Choice Award. Dateline Alexandria, Virginia, August 1st. The American Council of the Blind, ACB, announces that the 2023 Audio Description People's Choice Award finalist vote is open through August 15th. The winners will be revealed during the 2023 ACB Audio Description Awards Gala, which will take place virtually on November 14th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. ACB's Audio Description Awards Gala celebrates outstanding achievements in audio description in media and recognizes the commitment to accessible entertainment demonstrated by television networks, streaming services, and the film industry. The Audio Description People's Choice Award, now in its second year, is a unique opportunity for fans to get involved by showing their support for the audio description they love the most. 5 Audio Description People's Choice Award finalists in each category, films and series, have been chosen to compete for the 2023 award. The finalists represent the top titles selected through an open nomination process that took place in June. The finalists are, for films, Top Gun Maverick, Everything Everywhere All at Once, Little Mermaid Live Action, Flamin' Hot, Emergency. For series, Stranger Things, Better Call Saul, Alma's Way, Wednesday, Star Trek Picard. To find samples with audio description for each finalist, visit www.acb.org/2023-AD-People's-Choice. Voting for the Audio Description People's Choice Award ends on Tuesday, August 15th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern. That's tonight. To cast your vote, visit www.surveymonkey.com/r/2023AD-peoples-choice. To vote by phone, call 202-596-7041. Join us on November 14th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern as we announce the Audio Description People's Choice Award winners at the 2023 Audio Description Awards Gala. Learn more at www.adaawardsgala.org. About the American Council of the Blind. The American Council of the Blind is a national member-driven organization representing Americans who are blind or have low vision. For more than 60 years, ACB has been a leader in national, state, local, and international advocacy efforts. With 68 affiliates, ACB strives to increase independence, security, equality of opportunity, and the quality of life for all people who are blind or have low vision. For more information, visit www.acb.org. ACB introduces the ACB Inspire Mentoring Program. Imagine, nurture, support, prepare, influence, reflect, evolve, providing mentorship, access, and peer support. Calling all ACB members who are interested in becoming an ACB guide, mentor, or explorer, mentee. We're excited to launch the official mentoring program of the American Council of the Blind. The ACB Inspire Mentoring Program serves as a roadmap and places an emphasis on aiding and guiding potential leaders to expand their involvement at the local, state, and/or national level. Applications will be accepted from July 18, 2023 to August 17, 2023. Selections will be made by August 31, 2023, with an announcement to follow shortly thereafter. The program officially begins September 14, 2023 and concludes on June 14, 2024. Read below to apply to be considered for participation in the program. The cohort will consist of 12 guides and 12 explorers to become the class of 2023-24. Each applicant is required to meet specific criteria and agrees to adhere to program guidelines. Noncompliance may result in forfeiture of participation in the program. ACB Inspire Applicant Criteria. In order to serve as a guide or mentor, applicants must meet the following criteria. An ACB member for 7 years or more, current on membership dues, have at least 5 years of confirmed leadership experience. Submit name and contact information for a letter of recommendation. Have personal knowledge of ACB's history, mission, purpose, and core values. Agree to meet with designated explorer mentee at least twice a month. Conduct effective goal-setting meetings with a designated explorer mentee. Agree to keep all communication with explorer mentee private and confidential. Agree to attend and participate in scheduled group empowerment sessions, including quarterly checkpoint meetings and office hours feedback sessions. Agree to submit a monthly report to the ACB mentoring team on guide explorer progress. Agree to complete end-of-program evaluations. In order to qualify as an explorer or mentee, applicants must meet the following criteria. Be an ACB member for at least 2 years, current on membership dues, demonstrate an eagerness to learn and grow, faithfully attend and participate in goal-setting sessions with a designated guide mentor. Agree to meet with guide mentor at least twice a month. Agree to attend and participate in group empowerment sessions, including quarterly checkpoint meetings and office hours feedback sessions. Agree to submit a monthly report to the ACB mentoring team on guide explorer progress. Agree to complete end-of-program evaluations. How to apply? Visit the links below to find the Mentee Explorer and Mentor Guide applications. Mentee Explorer application hot link, Mentor Guide application hot link. Contact the ACB Inspire mentoring team. Communicate with the ACB Inspire mentoring team by sending email to acb.mentoring@gmail.com. If it is more feasible to call, dial 409-866-5838. Thank you for your interest in becoming an ACB guide or explorer. From the American Action Fund for Blind Children and Adults at actionfund.org. Braille Books Program. The Braille Books Program provides blind children a free Braille book every month from a popular children's reading series. Since 1997, more than 330 titles from a popular children's reading series have been distributed to thousands of blind children. Last year, the program provided more than 45,000 Braille books to blind children in classrooms across the country. Through the Braille Books Program, blind children can discuss the newest book or magazine with their classmates and build their very own collection of books from popular children's reading series, just like their sighted friends. The 2023 book selections have been announced. There is a hot link to the 2023 Braille Books Program press release. Every year, we break new ground by offering fresh and interesting titles and series that are sometimes overlooked in the Braille community. Starting January 2023, we began distributing UEB Braille copies of the selected book series to those participating in the free Braille Books Program. The 2023 Braille Book Program includes the following. January, Clubhouse Mysteries No. 1, The Buried Bones Mystery by Sharon M. Draper. February, Clubhouse Mysteries No. 2, Lost in the Tunnel of Time by Sharon M. Draper. March, Her Epic Adventure, 25 Women Who Inspire a Life Less Ordinary by Julia De Laurentiis Johnston. April, Clubhouse Mysteries No. 3, Shadows of Caesar's Creek by Sharon M. Draper. May, Clubhouse Mysteries No. 4, The Space Mission Adventure by Sharon M. Draper. June, My Name is Maria Isabel by Alma Flor Ada. July, Clubhouse Mysteries No. 5, The Backyard Animal Show by Sharon M. Draper. August, Clubhouse Mysteries No. 6, Stars and Sparks on Stage by Sharon M. Draper. September, Bravo, Poems About Amazing Hispanics by Margarita Engel, ENGLE. October, They Used to Be Best Friend, JoJo McCoon's number one, that's MAKOONS, by Dawn Quigley, QUIGLEY. November, Fancy Pants, JoJo McCoon's number two, by Dawn Quigley. December, We Rise, We Resist, We Raise Our Voices, by Wade Hudson and Cheryl Willis Hudson. Don't miss these wonderful books for the upcoming 2023 season. How to enroll. To enroll, each applicant must be blind or low vision and be a Braille reader. Please fill out our Braille Books Program online application at the hot link. How to unsubscribe. To unsubscribe from the Braille Books Program or change your current information, including address, email, or telephone number, please email actionfund@actionfund.org or call 410-659-9315. History of the program. In 1997, the American Action Fund for Blind Children and Adults started the Braille Books program to provide blind children a free Braille book every month from a popular children's reading series. The books are for the children to keep and collect for as long as they want them. The titles published every month are the same titles that are available in bookstores and public libraries everywhere. Since 1997, the program has produced over 318 titles in Braille and given them away to more than 20,000 subscribers. From the May Reader's Digest, News from the World of Medicine by Samantha Rideout, page 46 and 47. Why Dogs Make Us Happy. Knowing that spending time with dogs helps with anxiety and depression, researchers at the University of Basel in Switzerland decided to investigate what happens in the human brain when we interact with a furry friend. Volunteers petted either a dog or a stuffed animal with a hot water bottle inside, while a machine measured the subject's brain activity. Those who cuddled a real animal showed more activity in the prefrontal cortex, a brain region involved in social and emotional processes. This potentially therapeutic response continued even after the dog had left the room. Allergic to peanuts? Watch out for these foods, too. For a new French study published in the journal Pediatric Allergy and Immunology, kids with peanut allergies took skin prick or antibody tests for other legumes, including broad beans, chickpeas, fenugreek, lentils, lupin beans, peas, and soybeans. The tests showed that 64% of the subjects were allergic to at least one of these foods. While positive allergy test results don't always translate into real-life symptoms, people who react to peanuts might want to be careful about consuming other legumes, too. Breathe better for better blood pressure. Did you know that you can exercise the muscles you use to breathe? A new gadget called an inspiratory muscle strength training device, originally invented to help people with respiratory diseases including asthma and COPD, can help. To use it, plug your nose, hold it up to your mouth, and inhale. The device provides resistance, forcing you to work hard to breathe in. A University of Colorado Boulder study concluded that doing 30 of these inhalations each day can reduce blood pressure. In fact, the average results were comparable to what people can achieve with medications or daily half-hour walks. If you opt for this strategy, choose a device that offers up to 100 centimeters of H2O, a suitably high amount of resistance. You may be able to buy one over-the-counter depending on where you live. Phones and memory. While some research suggests that smartphones can lead to forgetfulness, a recent British experiment suggests that they can help with memory. Participants were shown numbered circles on a computer screen and instructed to drag certain circles to the left or the right in a specific order and within a time limit. The better they did, the more money they earned. When subjects were allowed to save the correct destinations for some of the numbers, they remembered where more of them were supposed to go. This suggests that rather than making our memories lazy, our phones might help us juggle more information. Cancer deaths plummet. Good news on the cancer front. More people than ever are surviving it. Since 1990, cancer death rates have fallen by 20% to 35% in the United States, Canada, and Western Europe. That translates into more than 7 million averted deaths. The decrease is partly because powerful new treatments, such as immunotherapies and molecularly targeted treatments, arrived on the scene during the past three decades. Meanwhile, improvements to older treatments, like radiotherapy and surgery, have made them safer and more effective. We could also thank the declining smoking rate, technological innovations that help us detect tumors sooner, and organized screening programs for colorectal, breast, and cervical cancers. On page 39, The Healthy, wellness from thehealthy.com. Just in case, does your first aid kit have all the essentials? By Anna Kaisa Walker. The last time I cracked open my home's first aid kit, I had one thumb swaddled in bloody paper towels after I'd accidentally nicked it while chopping onions. Fumbling through the zippered compartments as my thumb throbbed, I discovered nothing but a few yellowed bandages, dried out antiseptic wipes, some gauze, tape, and a pair of scissors like the kind kids use in kindergarten. Luckily, I managed to stem the bleeding with the gauze and went on to cook a decent spaghetti bolognese. But I'd come to the sober realization that my cheap, neglected first aid kit would do my family no good in an honest-to-goodness emergency. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, nearly half of Americans don't own a first aid kit. First aid kits are most commonly used for minor injuries like cuts, but they can also help you in less common emergency situations such as heart attacks or life-threatening bleeding, says Nathan Charlton, an emergency physician in Charlottesville, Virginia, who serves on the Scientific Advisory Council for the American Red Cross. That's why our list is so comprehensive. Build yourself a good kit, then keep one at home and one in the car, and be sure to take one along if you go camping. To help you make sure your kits contain all the right things, we spoke to experts in an emergency medicine. These are the items they recommend. 2 81-milligram tablets of chewable aspirin can be life-saving if taken within the first hour of a suspected heart attack. But call 911 first and await instructions. It's not safe for everyone, for example, those on other blood thinners. Disposable non-latex gloves. When helping another person, put these on first. Hand sanitizer. If you can't wash your hands, use this before treating any wounds. Wash or sanitize hands before putting on gloves. Antiseptic wipes. If you don't have access to clean running water, use those to clean and disinfect cuts before applying a bandage or ointment. Antibacterial ointment. This helps prevent infection by stopping the growth of bacteria in minor wounds. For a cut or wound, clean the area first, then use this, not hydrogen peroxide, which is not on our list, because it can cause the skin to dry out and might prevent the area from healing correctly. Hydrocortisone cream. It relieves itching and irritation from insect bites or poisonous plants. Abdominal dressings. These large dressings can help control heavy bleeding from major wounds. Keep firm pressure on the dressed wound until help arrives. Gauze. It comes in small squares and rolls. Both are good for packing and dressing wounds, and as stabilizing protruding objects, which you should never pull out. Waterproof adhesive tape. Use this to firmly secure the dressing on a wound. Self-adhesive bandages. Ideally, keep a variety of sizes in your kit for minor cuts and scrapes. Triangular bandage. This can be used as an arm sling. Instant cold packs. These work just as well as ice and are ready when you need them. Just squeeze to activate. Use to help reduce pain and swelling from muscle sprains or bruises. Tweezers. Pointed tips are best for removing ticks or splinters and for cleaning debris from a wound. Scissors. It's worth having a quality pair so you can quickly and easily cut thick bandages or clothing. A special kind called trauma shears, which have sharp serrated blades, are especially good in a first aid kit. CPR face shield. If you need to perform rescue breaths, these shields with a one-way valve provide a good barrier against bacteria and viruses. Burn hydrogel. Gel-saturated burn pads cool and soothe damaged skin. They're ideal when it's not possible to run skin under cool water. Mylar blanket. These space blankets help maintain a person's core temperature after a severe injury or shock. Tourniquet. If bleeding from an extremity is so severe that direct pressure can't stop it, a tourniquet can help. You can improvise one using a minimum 2-inch wide strip of cloth and a small tree branch, but a commercially made tourniquet is better. The latest models consist of a wide nylon strap with a turn crank and a locking mechanism to hold it in place. It's important to keep your kit accessible because you never know when you'll need it. In the U.S., more medically reported injuries happen at home than in public places, at the workplace and on the road combined. Here are the important basics to be as prepared as you can be for any emergency. Buy the right container. Your first aid items should be in a waterproof bag or an airtight container with clear compartments that allow you to quickly see what's inside. That way you don't have to dig around or dump things out of the kit to find what you need. A good quality, ready-made first aid kit should have most, if not all, of the things we suggested. Look for one created by a reputable organization, such as the Red Cross, which are sold at major retailers. Then buy any missing items separately. Check expiration dates. Add notifications to your calendar to remind you to check and make sure any medications in the kit are up to date. That also reminds you why you have the first aid kit, and it may also help you recall any training you've had, Dr. Charlton says. Get some training. There's no better way to prepare yourself for emergencies than by taking a course. Organizations like the Red Cross offer basic first aid and CPR certifications that can be completed over a weekend. They also publish manuals, some in pocket size, that you can keep in your kit. These guides can steer you through a range of scenarios from panic attacks to spinal injuries with pictograms. To be even better prepared, you can download the First Aid app, free from the Red Cross. It has step-by-step instructions, videos, and more. The Red Cross also offers an online course on how to recognize signs of an opioid overdose and administer the life-saving medication Naloxone, Narcan. Learn more or sign up at redcross.org/take-aid-class/opioid-overdose. Know when to get help. Any cut longer than 1 inch will need stitches, says Lyle Karasiuk, Karasiuk, volunteer chair of the Canadian Council for First Aid Education. If a wound is large or deep, or doesn't stop bleeding after 10 minutes of pressure, call 911 or head to the nearest hospital emergency room. Also seek help if you or someone else has trouble breathing or experiences sudden or severe pain or any other potential medical emergency. That's all for this week's episode of Vision News. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde for reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's episode is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long till next week.